Yidua the Ramah, minig to put out tzitzim by the Brikas Chometz. The Ramah brings down 2 days. Ramah says, Noegin laniach tzitzi chometz, v'mokim shiyimtim haboizik, kdei shelo yehi b'chotl v'atola. You put out a piece of bread, that way the brocha shouldn't be l'vatola in case you don't find any chometz. Miyum loy nosan le'ikiv, the da'at kol odim im ha'brocha l'vayrim nimtze. The Ramah says that Lekuva, it's not Lekuva, you couldn't make a bracha even if you don't find anything. So the Ramah is 2 days over here, says the chiyuv to put out 10 pieces of bread. What's the Yisrael Rashayim over here? You have to put out bread to make a bracha, I'll be a chomet. First sheet in the Ramah is that if you don't put out your tzitzim, you can't make a bracha. To bring out the taika for the first shita in Shibayla Alekhet, it brings from Rashi, Siddur. Rashi wrote in the Siddur that when you make the bracha bir chametz, not when you start the bedika, make the bracha bir chametz when you find a piece of bread, when you find a piece of chametz. That means you can't make a bracha bir chametz until you find a piece of bread. It says Rashi is gehalten that the mitzvah bir chametz is to rid the house of chometz, pinya chometz min habayis. Therefore, until you find anything, it's not going to look for chometz. It's not the beer. It's pinya chometz min habayis. Getting rid of the chometz from the house. That's what the bracha of beer chometz is, to get rid of the chometz from the house. Which is the first shita in the Ramah. That's why you have to put out a piece of bread, because you can't make a bracha. Because just in case I don't find anything, I was not mekayim any mitzvah. That's the first shita. And what's the second shita? The second shita is that you're allowed it. So Shavua says over here that what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Why could you make a bracha if you don't end up finding anything? Shavua says from the Shekhinah Harav, because the mitzvah is to look for the chometz. Maybe I'll find chometz. Now the mitzvah is not to get rid of the chometz in the house. The mitzvah is to look for the chometz just in case I might find chometz. Therefore, you can make a bracha. So if I don't find, who cares? That was Makai Mitzvah. Mitzvah is to look for chametz. That's the Shekhinah Harav. Now he says, "B'chei Masma v'pi Agro." The Ma'aseh, if you look at the Goyim, the Chareb is a little bit differently. The Goyim tells you a few very interesting things. The Goyim on this Amor, he tells you to look. Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, the Gabe, if you make a bracha when you're going to sleep in the sukkah. If the Ri says you can't make a bracha, because maybe you might not fall asleep. If you might not fall asleep, you can't make a bracha. The Intam says that you don't make a bracha because the bracha nachila pater zeshina. So the Goyin is saying, the Goyin says that these 2 days in the Amor, it's totally this shaila between the Ri and the Intam, whether you can make a bracha on Shina in the Sukkah, or do you say, I can't make a bracha because I'm a choishish, I can't fall asleep. Now, by Sukkah, Avada, if you're not gonna fall asleep, you weren't Makai in the Mitzvah Sukkah. The Mitzvah Sukkah is for sleeping in the Sukkah. That's what the Bracha is on. Right? I already made Bracha Nachila. Now I'm making a Bracha for sleeping in the Sukkah. If I don't fall asleep in the Sukkah, I wasn't Makai in the Mitzvah. But the Goyim is saying, still I can make a Bracha. The Goyim has one more Marmokim, the Goyim sold to the Dimba Hamapel. By Hamapel, you can make a Bracha Hamapel, even though you might not fall asleep. Now, Be'alakha brings down, some say Birchas HaMapel you can make, because the bracha is not on the sleeping. Now, let's say a guy makes a mapel and he can't fall asleep. Is the bracha not all or not? So, the Be'alakha over there brings that Yesh Oymim is not bracha vatala, because the bracha is not on the sleeping, the bracha is on Minhogish Oloyman. The whole Indian of Shina, making bracha the Indian of Shina. Like you make a bracha on Eitz and Sakavin, Lahakam Ben Yavei Loyla, or the Birchas HaShachar, even though if you didn't hear it. So the Birchas HaMapel is on Minhogish Olaylam. Therefore, you can make a bracha even if you didn't fall asleep. The Goyin over here, Lachari is saying a different part. The Goyin basically lines up 3 places that we find that you can make a bracha on sleeping even though you might not fall asleep. I mean, he brings two places by sleeping, 1 place by Bikas Chametz. He says by sleeping you find HaMapel you can make even though you might not fall asleep. He says you can make a bracha on Shina in the Sukkah, you know you might not fall asleep. And he's telling you you can make a bracha on Bir Chometz, even though I might not find Chometz.
But simply you cannot make a bracha because the reason you don't.
The Bein Tam, he's saying for Bein Tam. Bein Tam didn't hold the reason. That's what you're trying to say.
But that's a reason.
That's what you're trying to say. Bein Tam is a reason why he came. But Be'etzem Yel, you can make a bracha. Even though I might have fallen.
So.
Right. That's what the Goyin is doing. Right. So the Goyin Lakhari is saying that since the whole bracha is Chazal Mitzak in the bracha, even though it might not happen, that's Kufa, the Eifin, the Chazal Mitzak in the bracha. The Mitzak is make a bracha, Allah Safik. As long as you bring Eifin and Shira, Chazal Mitzak in the make a bracha. And the same thing by Sukkah, even though you're not going to end up being Makai in the Mitzvah, you can make a bracha. And the Goyin is telling too, the same thing by Bidikas Chomet, even though it might not end up happening in the midst of a Bir Chomet, that's the Eifin, the Chazal Mitzak in, they should make a bracha. The Gufa Mitzak in, they should make a bracha, Allah Safik. So the Chayis is a different voice of Shnach Rav. Shnach Rav says the whole chesed for the mitzvah is going to be boided for the chametz. That's the mitzvah, as Mekayim is. Once I started being boided, that's it, as Mekayim the mitzvah already. The Goyin is saying a little different. The Goyin is saying, really, the mitzvah is like Rashi says. The mitzvah is getting rid of the chametz in the house. But Chazal and Mitzakim, you can make a brok halas sofik. That's the Chayis voice in the Goyin. So this is all... This is all v'sheita amar. That is two days. If you have to put out yipsisim, if you can make a bracha, if you don't have yipsisim. Now, what's lemaisa nowadays? Is there any different? So we'll see soon. That now that we clean the house, it could be it's medina. Let's go slow over here. Now there's another shayla. Can you do a? Most people, the way they do bedika, they don't sit there looking every place. They look around, right? So what is that exactly? Is that the right? Is that the proper way to do bedika, or is that the proper way to do bedika? Chayav bedikas chametz means any makom shemachnis by chametz have to go look to make sure there's no chametz there. That will take many hours. Most people do not do that. So what exactly is our bedikas chametz? What are we doing? That's what we have to figure out. Is it enough to look now that we? Okay. If you don't put out your position, start like this. If you don't put out your position, are you doing anything when you're looking for chametz? Right? I go around with a candle. What am I doing exactly? If I don't put out bread, is it chiyah bedika? Can I make a mitzvah abir chametz? Your house is clean. So you tell me why? Because I have to look. Okay. Now do you look in every single corner? You might take apart the whole house.
What do you want to look for?
That's the question here. So you were not becoming the mitzvah. That's what you're saying.
Quickly
and then slowly. Either I'm looking or I'm not looking. All right, let's go slow. We're going to save a stage for now. But we'll get to the mitzvah in a second. Say it halacha like this: Hamchabed chedrei yudgimah benison. That's how you sweep your house before Pesach. Yudgimah benison. Hamchaven livdek hachomet avarei, and you make sure to clean it out of chomet. Tofla megimah sifiralot. Benizor shloy lahaknas shom oyd chomet. After became tzorch livdek v'leil yedalei. You still have to do a bedika leil yedalei. Hamchabed from Mordechai that even if you cleaned out your whole house from chomet before Pesach, you still have to do bedika leil yedalei. Now, why? What's the pshat? So there's a few reasons. Shvur mem hay. First reason is because sweeping is not a good bedika. Because maybe there's some holes. The houses weren't flat floors, and maybe the sweeping didn't do a good job. That's the first pshat. So if there's another pshat, even if you did a very good job, still, or our floor is that it's easier to sweep, still, you have to be boided. B'layla, b'chol yisol shalom chalik ben b'dika lebedika. The new halakh over here, that shloy l'chalik ben b'dika lebedika, Chazal says, you can't get away from b'dika's chametz. You have to be mekayim b'dika's chametz, and even if you have to totally clean, l'chiv b'dika's chametz. Now, the Sharatin over there brings that the Tumas Hadatshin and others, they say, this chiv, shloim chalak v'mdika l'vdika, is enough to be buying this one room. And he's a guy, his whole house is clean. He did a super job. If he didn't do a good job, which Amol, seems like Amol, that was a chash like that, then avadi yes, the v'dika, lel you down. Let's say he did a super job, there's a new chiv to do a v'dika, shloim chalak v'mdika l'vdika. But this chiv, shloim chalak v'mdika l'vdika, is enough to buy the one room. And that's it, then I'm good to go. Just the one episode of Bdika, it's Makai, Makai Vesaguf, and Bdika, and I'm good to go. Al-Kapan, you see from here that if my house is clean, it's Ochi Bdika. Right? If I did Taka a good job, it's Ochi Bdika if you buy the whole house. This is a Chiv, Shloy Lechalek, the Chiv to Makai, Epis, Makai Ves Bdika. You can't get away scot free without doing any Bdika. But if that part of the house is clean, there's no chiyuv b'dika on that part of the house. Now we find other places that even the chatchila to do like that. It says in Tov La Megimel Tzivov. It says a lul shatana goylim, the pen that the chickens that live there. Ein tzach b'dika ne shehim hayu sham chomet atana goylim achlu. That's it, if we come there, the Targoy made it up. Talk to Mishabru, Chav Dalit, Son Magna Avram. Vladin Karka Bayesh, the Targoy made it up. The Kamokim talk like Chabi Takas Amitis. You have to sweep underneath Amitis. Ki the Pa'omim Nigur Shomai Zay Targoy Lim. Chaticha Gdoyle Shal Chomet, Shi Efshal Lehem Lo'ochlo Elisi Bakaris. Under the bed, you have to sweep, because maybe Targoy couldn't get there. You look at the Bakhtashak and Prima Gadim, they both read a duch that sweeping here works. You don't see boy declare in there, the Lashans you have to sweep. Why? Because over here the whole Khashash is only a big piece. The big piece to sweep, the sweeping is going to take it out. And maybe the whole din that sweeping doesn't work is only the Khashash small pieces, Chum is stuck and they're going to get stuck and cracked. Right? Such something like that. Meshenkein over here, but the whole Khashash is only a big piece. The sweeping is going to accomplish, it's going to take it out. A kaponim, you see from here that the zochiv tibayit lying there, if sweeping takes care of everything, cleans it out, the zochiv tibayit there. Now the Ramo in the end of Tov La Megimel says, that kisu may bata yad shebegodim, shnoisum melchom etzrichim bedika. That the packets, or these type of stuff, need a bedika. That's Torah. Says on that Ramah, he says that normally you need bedikah lar haner. He says that's only a chashash churm sadakim, but a packet or something like that if there's no sad churm sadakim, if you shake it out, something like that, he says there's no chiyuv bedikah lar haner. That's what the Rabbi Yashiv and Shevet Halevi, they all say that packets, there's no chiyuv bedikah lar haner, there's no churm sadakim over there, you shake it out, you're good to go. Akaponim Nachzer Til Halacha Maisa Baas. It's really brought out in the Shari Tshuva, Red Red Zaduch, in the end of Tafla Megimel. It says, Chay Makalinon Hamoine Am, Livdag Derech Havara Blichi Pachete, Bechur Mitzlakim. The Minig Oilam is to do a Bedika, Blichi Pachete. He said, Chilu Mechabdim, Reishdim, Rakan Arkol Hete. Everybody does a good job, they clean it well. He says, even if you have a Goyku that does it, the Neman, if you saw Kapti, Veloyam, Navshayu, if you have a guy to clean the house, on top of her, you could assume she did a good job. Agapon, in the minute, Klal Yisrael is that the Soymech, that since you cleaned the house, there's no Chiyuv Bedika in that part of the house that you cleaned. Right? As we brought all these riots over here, once the house is clean, there's no Chiyuv Bedika Lo Haner over there. Which really brings us back to the original Shiloh over here, Yud Sisim, that nowadays it could be Medina. Why? Because we said that once the house is clean, really you should part it from Bedika. Just you make a Bedika Shloi L'Chalek. You're still Mechoyev Epe Shloi L'Chalek. Amayis, this din of Shloi L'Chalek is not so possible B'Chal. Some Holikas Yushayinim, Rav Shechnov said he can't make a bracha of that. So Lamaisa, when we make a bracha, Abir Chometz, and the house is totally clean,
So there's a chashash bracha l'atala, because really our whole chiyah b'dika is only shloi l'chalik, because really the house is totally clean. So now shloi l'chalik, you can make a bracha shloi l'chalik. So shatzirin reza atuch taka, that nowadays, shatzirin is in tough lama beis yud beis. It brings over there b'shem the emek halakha, that nowadays that the minig is l'chabed or l'nakis habayis from kol chashash chomet. Koidem leil yidaled yesul minig zay yisayid medina. Now it's already the yisayid medina to put out yud b'sisim, and if you don't put out yud b'sisim, it's chashash bracha v'atala. So halacha l'maisa, back to how papayli l'kayim b'dika, right? Amol, if you didn't clean the house, you have to boil it every place. Makash machnisim makamit, you have to make sure there's no comment there. Here the whole house is clean already. So Yehochiyah B'dika is Shloi L'chalek, Yevchiyah Shloi L'chalek. Okay, so you have to do Episode B'dika. You don't have to do a full-fledged B'dika, that's what the Pesachim say. Shloi L'chalek is no Yevchiyah of a full-fledged B'dika. And you also have a Chiyah B'dika, because I put out Yud Sisim, that's also Mechai B'dika. That's how I can make a bracha. I can make a bracha because I have the B'dik for the 10 pieces of bread. And Misham Zalman used to say that the B'dika is, you should make sure that every area, it looks like they cleaned the well taka. You can check. This area looks like as if, if it's dusty, then it wasn't clean. The ladies, they clean for dust also. Yeah, if you find the area that's dusty, l'chayr, the raya wasn't clean. That's what Bisham Zalman used to say. Huh?
You have to know
where they are. If you grab the system, you start. That's a good shayla. It's smoother than that. HVH. I saw a briyash of you don't have to. You can make a bracha if you put it out. Yeah, basically, your shayla is like this. Your shayla is, I put it out. Why is this in the comments? I'm leaving for breakfast tomorrow. That's his question here. So if I put out yub sisim, how can I make a bracha? Or do you say the pshat is here, it's not, it's all over the house, but the house is not in mokim yuchar anymore. Now kilu this atchala, this is not, if it's in one spot, that's it, it's one spot, it's already ready for it to be eaten tomorrow. If it's all over the house, then the house is not clean from chametz anymore, because it's not in the mesuzah to complete. Chayra, if you know where it is, and it's takas shvaris to believe, you can make a bracha if it's not, if it's sitting right in the table, chayra tamas tavi, you can make a bracha on such a thing. Oh, look at that. That's the next thing. This is how it is now.
How about
your
office?
What about it? Right, you're not making a bracha there. You're not making a bracha there anyway. The chayyah is no way you need to put any bread there. You should pass with the bracha you make it on the house.
Huh?
The chayyah, yeah. No, don't make a bracha. Make a bracha in your house. Oh, left. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, what do you mean to ask how big should the bread be? You're saying once the chiyah b'dika, once I'm putting out the yud b'sisim, the bracha should be chal. You want to make sure it's a real, yeah. So basically, the shayla is like this: what's the size of the chomet that you have a chiyah b'dika on? Huh? It's in shavuot.
The thing is, because you don't find
the store,
it's pretty bad.
Some say that. So, Mike, if you put out less than a kazayas, the question is, could I make a brook on less than a kazayas?
Total per piece.
Total's better. Listen on, it's better.
No,
So the Gemara says, Perurim Vela Batli. The Gemara says, Perurim Vela Batli. That's bottle. That's the Gabi Bissel. Versus the Chia Bedika. Right. It's a big tumult first of all, it got to be a botzik. The Rishayim talk about you have a botzik, a piece of dough, so that's in Kazayas, is the Chiyah Bedika. Many say that's by botzik. Now some say that Perurim is different. That botzik is the type of thing that's dough, so you can start from somebody else. Perurim, you can't even start from somebody else, it's just a brekel of a bread, then that's in Kazayas. No Chiyah Bedika. The Shechinah of Harav wants to say that the chiluk, if it's mushluch la'aretz, then it's achoshiv. If it's a botik in a bowl, then already it's chshivus. Hakvarnim, and then the goyin holds there's no chiyuv bedika less than the kazayis. Hayadim says there is a chiyuv bedika less than the kazayis. Kitzur, it's a mari the ketumah, which is a chiyuv bedika less than the kazayis. And the minig ha'olam is to be makviz less than the kazayis. Now the Mishavura says, let's say it's a little bit dirty, then there's no chiyuv bedika less than a kazayis. So v'dar klal, but the v'dar klal when the island is v'dar klal, it's from the top of the farm shack. Any all these areas behind the stove, behind the fridge, all these areas, it's a ton of tzas. So if it's less than a kazayis, there's no chiyuv bedika medina. Now the Rosh says that he saw kadoshim him, and the minig is to scrape off the walls even less than kadai. The chayyah, the chayyim naman that the Rosh is only gabe if you know this chametz there, but to go look for chametz less than a kadai and it's dirty, there's no Rosh there. If you see the chametz, then you saw it, then the Rosh brings down, the machab brings down, saw kadoshim him, and ogol legarak solim, make sure there's no chametz b'chal. But the chiyuv bedika less than a kazayis, if it's tam less than a kazayis, that's from chalikas achrayim. It's matun v'ksas. There's no chiyuv bedika. You what? Right. Because it's not kosher. There's no kashas from the other last way. Yes, there's Matur of Kitas, there's no fear. You know about it, right? Yeah. So, Kadosh means, Achir.
That, you
believe
on the
Lagi
Gimel.
Huh? Yeah, Vada, 100%, yeah. You can do everything, but we're coming out of it. You can do everything, Lagi Gimel. You can do everything before. Any cleaning you can do before Yom Tov. Right? You can do clean everything. As long as you're Mekai Mechaz, Bedikalel, Yedalid, then you're fine. Now, basically, you want to know what the size of the bread should be. The chayr, the Indian, there would be Indian to put out a kazayas. As this side, the less than a kazayas is ochi bedika. Now, it's a low, it's not mamish, you could say it's wrapped up, the mail it is, okay. But, one piece should be kazayas. Kazayas. Make sure you know where that piece is, you're not going to lose it, you write it down, and then. Somewhere else should know where it is. The person who puts it out should know where it is, and that way you can make a bracha. Basically, what's coming out of it here is that once the house is clean, there's no chiyuv bedika ba'etzem, there's only a new chiyuv shalei l'chalek. A new chiyuv shalei l'chalek in Mekayim in one room, or once you put out the yub tzisim, you Mekayim in the yub tzisim, and that's how you can make a bracha. And less than a kazayis. If it's not matunuf, then it's kedai lahachme. The minig is lahachme. Matunuf is no chiyuv bedika. And what shaila is there? What? The shmul you move with chametz. The chachil you're not supposed to. Like in the middle of every mitzvah, not just the shmul. It could be worse. Yeah. Thing of a svara that before you find the first piece, life is Rashi. Rashi held you don't make a bracha only when you find the piece, right? So until you find one piece, the bracha was a chal. That's why the beinu not to talk before you find one piece. Huh? Yeah. Huh? Then? Shabbat is also all clean. I mean, the biggest mocker to my sleep is my cousin. Right. To do some of the Bedikah to make sure it's. That's okay, you should make sure there's no kazai, there's no anything real. There's a crumb, there's a crumb. Huh? I'm all the, they don't do such a great job there. Hey, look with the flashlight, you see any big pieces? Yeah. Kapkila. What? Hey, maybe it's all kadosh. That's what it is. Maybe. If you know. You can't make a bracha on pieces of gufa. It's clean. Usually it's clean. You should do a bedikah, but you can't make a bracha. Thank you.